Establishing a calm, peaceful mind. If during this exercise you begin to feel uncomfortable and it's beginning to cut into the exercise, then just change your posture. Do it slowly. You won't disturb yourself nor others. The practice of metta bhavana, developing goodwill, is very important when we practice vipassana. The reason is that when we practice vipassana, we develop this equanimity. And that's the ability to stand apart from, to be discriminative and so on. Now, when we take that into daily life, there's always a danger of it corrupting into indifference. That's its near enemy, indifference. And to stop that happening, you re-engage. You re-enter this psychophysical organism for the benefit of ourselves and all beings. So whenever you practice vipassana, no matter how short, always end with some metta bhavana. Bhavana just means developing. Metta just means those qualities you would expect of a good friend or of yourself as a good friend. And it's, we might call it, the fundamental or the basic attitude towards all beings. You can even extend it to objects. How do you close your fridge door? See? And this, from this basic relationship of benevolence, gentleness, kindness, loving those sorts of qualities, the other illimitables, as they're called, arise naturally. So if a friend falls into misfortune, you want to help. There's compassion. If they happen to be happy for some good reason, and you're happy for them. And you don't want any of their lottery money. So sympathetic joy, also joy in ourselves, remember, it's not just joy in others, joy in our own, rejoicing in our own successes. Compassion and love and equanimity are known as the illimitables. It simply means that there's no definite end to how much we can develop them. It's a bit like number. No matter how big a number you can conceive, you can always add one. Love in this sense, metta, is not an emotion. You have to be very clear about that. Love is coming, this metta, goodwill, it's coming from the will, guided by wisdom. So that's why we can be compassionate, we can be joyful for somebody else, we can be a good friend, even though we ourselves might feel quite depressed, quite anxious. Things aren't going right in our lives. Not that the heart doesn't respond in, you know, at times and in time. So that when we are loving and compassionate and sympathetically joyful, our own hearts are full of joy. But then we often make the mistake of doing it in order to feel joyful. Pitfalls all the way, you see. And the way we develop it is quite the opposite to vipassana. So in vipassana we are closing down the thinking mind, but in metta we're actually using it to develop the emotion, to develop the attitude, excuse me. So it's exactly the same as in vipassana. When an emotion grabs hold of the intellect, and before you know it you're dreaming, thinking, worrying and so on. So then we know that it's through the mind, through thinking, through imagining, that we develop our attitudes and conditionings. So here, we want to develop the attitude of goodwill, so we put beautiful intentions into our hearts, aspirations. And the traditional ones are, may you be safe. So everybody wants to be safe, physically, from financial collapse and all that. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to be happy, in the sense of free from mental distress. And we want to have an ease of living. That's not the same as easy living. It's a case of being content. You know, this is the way it is. Wanting what one gets more often than trying to get what one wants. And a sense of harmony, a sense of being able to work with situations, even when they're against us. And we begin our practice with people whom we know, the particular, and then we move out to the general, and finally all beings, where we'll do the six directions, before, behind, left, right, below and above, so that our attitude becomes completely generalized. And in that way we talk about it as non-attached. Whether somebody likes us or not, or whether we like them or not, we still have this attitude towards them. In that sense it becomes universal. And the best way to begin is with our benefactors, people who've helped us in our lives, because with gratitude, it's easy to wish people well. So let's bring some people to mind, or one person who's helped us in our lives. And as you visualize them, as you see them there in your inner eye, just gently repeat, may you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. You can, of course, make up your own blessings, but if you do so, they have to be the same for all categories. And we can bring to mind those who are near and dear to us. Close. And as you picture them there, may you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. Bring to mind friends, people at work, whomever we wish. And again, as they come to you as visualizations, as just images in the mind, may you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. Can bring neutral people to mind. These are the people whom we see but don't know, people we travel with, our neighbours. And again, as you picture them, may you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. Turning now that stream of goodwill towards ourselves. May I be safe, well and happy. May I live contented in harmony with the world. If you find there's resistance to this, so make it an object, just like in Vipassana, just note it as resistance. keep directing your goodwill towards yourself. Sometimes it helps to just put our hands on our hearts, you see, and just speak gently to ourselves. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be happy. May I live contented in harmony with the world. And then into the heart of goodwill we can bring somebody whom we're having difficulties with. Not that they're a difficult person, it's just we're finding them so. Remember, we don't have to like them. We don't have to feel good about them. We're just directing this goodwill towards them. May you be safe, well and happy. May you live contented in harmony with the world. And now we can begin to direct it outwards, to expand it outwards. First of all, to each other, our spiritual companions. May we be safe, well and happy. May we live contented, in harmony with the world. There, just to continue radiating outward. From there to move to where we live, to our neighbours. From there, just gradually radiating outward till we've covered the whole of our country. From there, continuing till we've touched all peoples of Europe. Here you might lose the image of individuals, more like a map. Becomes symbolic. And as you continue to radiate till you've covered the whole of the earth, all people on earth, you can hover a while over those places where there's war, natural disasters, famine, destitution. Finally, in this very generalized way, just to all beings before us, may all beings be safe, well and happy. May all beings live contented in harmony with the world. as though you're directing this goodwill, this energy, just outward, infinitely, to all beings before us. And to all beings behind us, might feel strange at first. And to all beings to our left, all beings to our right, all beings below us, and all beings above us. So we talked this morning of this world that we live in, that we experience within this bubble of awareness, of consciousness. So, radiated out from there to all beings in all directions, infinitely. May all beings be safe, well and happy. May all beings live contented in harmony with the world. I'd like to do a short exercise on how to develop determination. There are four stages. I am able to. I ought to, for my own benefit and the benefit of others. I want to. You have to get the heart behind it. Cajole yourself. And when the opportunity arises, I will. So, not giving in to temptations that we see are unwholesome. And developing good virtues, can, ought, want and will. So can we bring to mind a trait we see in ourselves as unskillful, unwholesome? I can resist that temptation. I ought to, for my own benefit and the benefit of others. See, personal responsibility. I want to, and when it ever arises, I will resist that temptation. Can, ought, want, and will. And you have to repeat it and repeat it until you feel a sort of digestion, It's really gone in. In the same way, we can bring a virtue to mind that we'd like to develop more. I can develop that virtue. I ought to, for my own benefit and the benefit of others. I want to, and when the occasion arises, I will, can, ought, want, and will. Finally, just turning again that goodwill towards ourselves, repeating gently, may I be free of greed and selfishness. May I be free of hatred and ill will. May I be free of fear and anxiety. May I be free of ignorance and delusion. May I be kind, gentle, sympathetic, and benevolent. May I be forgiving and compassionate. May I be joyful and rejoice in the success of others. May I be peace-loving and calm. May I be liberated of all my sufferings. May I experience the peace and bliss of Nibbana. And radiating that goodwill to all beings in all directions, may all beings be free of greed and selfishness. May all beings be free of anger and ill will. May all beings be free of fear and anxiety. May all beings be free of ignorance and delusion. May all beings be kind, gentle, sympathetic, and benevolent. May all beings be forgiving and compassionate. May all beings be joyful and rejoice in the success of others. May all beings be peace-loving and calm. May all beings be liberated from all their sufferings. May all beings experience the peace and bliss of Nibbana. And we'll end our practice with a little chant, Sabbe Sattā Sukhitā Hontu, which means all beings happy may they be. And then sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Three times. Sadhu means well done. Sabbe sattā sukhitā hontu. Sabbe sattā sukhitā hontu.
Sabbe sata sukita hontu, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.